Today on a message entitled Cassette and Video, The End of Our Age is Close at Hand. The end of our age is close at hand. And I want to begin in the New Testament and go back to the Old, because the New Testament is a magnification of the Old. And here's the proof. Acts the 13th chapter, verses 40 and 41. Beware therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, you despisers, and wonder, and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. Now here is a warning that we must take heed to the word of the prophets of God. They wrote the Old Testament. The first five books of the Bible was written. They were written by a man called Moses, the greatest prophet beside Christ perhaps that ever lived. And here we have a reference by the Apostle Paul that we had better take heed to what those prophets of the Old Testament wrote. Now another fellow that we honor with a lot of honors, and that is the Apostle Peter. Besides Christ, I imagine there's more things named after the Apostle Peter than any other great man that ever lived. Of course, the Catholic Church honors him more with the designations of him being a vicar of Jesus Christ, a descendant of Peter, and then they name a lot of churches after him. And to him, to the Catholics, Peter was the first pope. Well, not to us, but he is a great apostle. And here's what he wrote concerning the Old Testament, or the Old Covenant. 2 Peter 3, verses 1 and 2. And he says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. And that's what I'm bringing to you today, is in a way of remembrance. That ye be mindful of the words, which were spoken before by the holy prophets. That's the Old Testament, mind you. And of also the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. And then going down another verse. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. See, they won't acknowledge the Old Testament. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of. There's a lot of ignorant folks today that are willfully or willingly ignorant. They don't want to know any better. That's where I fit into the purpose of God for this generation. Because at my age, God bridges the gap between the church of the 20s and that is the victorious church, a church that was holy, with this old modern church that's apostatized and almost lapsed into depravity. Not just backsliding, but it's almost into depravity. And God's got me to bring people, because I live there. I was raised up in the late 20s, in the 30s, amid dust bowls, first amid the roaring 20s, when people were bent on fun seeking as they are today. But there wasn't the access to the fun and all the money and all the technology that produces the pleasure and fun that we have today. We hadn't apostatized to that extent. God stopped it with a great experience, as we label it in history, the Great Depression. It was a great depression. I lived through it. Some of you are old enough to have lived through it. I went to school in the 20s and 30s when we had the Bible. The old black Bible was on the corner of every teacher's desk. What a difference it is than from today. You'd bring the Bible with you and throw you out. Public schools. That's why we got an academy. Try to save somebody for the Lord. For the parents that care. I went to school and we took our lunch in a box. I remember one day we were out fussing. A bunch of us fussing, as boys do. And one old boy got one mad. One of our fellas from the fishing community. And he had his lunch box, and he had a bottle of syrup and some other stuff in there, and he turned that lunchbox over that other boy's head and the syrup and everything running down on him. Now that city slicker didn't want to fool that country boy no more. He didn't have to carry his lunch like we did and eat fish, cold fish or whatever, peanut butter, something you could happen to get your hands on. It was poverty. It was dust. There was hopelessness in the face of most people. And the Christians had to trust God for body, soul, and spirit. You didn't go to no doctor. You didn't have any money. You didn't go to welfare. There wasn't any. There wasn't no Social Security. There wasn't any such a thing. That come later, toward the latter part of the 30s. There wasn't any health insurance. There wasn't any hospitalization. You didn't have to go nowhere. President Roosevelt finally in the mid-30s came out with the WPA where you go get a sack of flour and some rice. That bolstered our lives considerably. We had more to eat. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. The end of our age is at hand, and we're going back through this again. We're going to have this again. God's going to send the church through a crucible of fire and suffering like the church in the 20s and 30s went through. He's going to purge this church and make it pure and white without spot or blemish so Jesus can have a bride when he comes back. He wouldn't have this church on a Christmas tree. God have mercy sakes in this world. I'm glad God saved me. Praise God. At 72 years old, I still got a good voice. Most preachers are wore out way before 72. But I'm just getting started. I just got my second wind the other day. Praise God. And I had the experience. I had old parents that trusted God. They told us to trust God. Now, where did they get it from? You got it back from the Old Testament. Them preachers preached back there when the hard times out of the Old Testament. That's where your examples are. That's where the patriarchs who trusted God and didn't trust man. That's where you have to go. You don't find that example. You find the teaching, but you got to go back to the Old Testament to get Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the patriarchs and David and right on down through with Elijah and Gideon and Barak and Samson and all those folks that God used to make the church strong in their day. And God's got to have some kind of a preacher that don't fit this here lifestyle and the cookie cutter formation of preachers today in the theology schools that spin them out by the dozens and put the little kinky haired fellas with their scissor tail coats and their shoes you can see yourself in. God don't need no more of them. That's what's ruined the church today. He needs some old tough fella like me. Praise God, and a few more. I gotta hide like a rhinoceros. They rub me, their little delicate hands get hurt. We're getting close to the end of this thing. It started off, God said, with a prophet, and it's going to end up with a prophet. Praise God. All right. The apostles Paul and Peter says, if you want to know what your examples are, if you want to know where to get your message from that fits the situations that's going to come prophetically on the generation of the end time, you've got to go to the Old Testament. Turn with me, will you please, to Ezekiel, the 7th chapter, for a beginning. Verse 1. More of the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, also thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, and in the end is come upon the four corners of the land. Don't you think God had a purpose in making Israel the epitomization of the church of this day? In giving us that great, big, thick part of the Bible called the Old Testament. Did he put it there just for historical purposes? No. You read 1 Corinthians 10, what the Apostle Paul said. He said what happened to that church that's in the Old Testament is an example to the church in the New Testament. It's our example. And he says it was written to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and God destroyed them by destroyers. Or, don't be like that church of old, he says to the New Testament church in 1 Corinthians 10, and worship idols like the church of old, and God destroyed it. Or murmur against God, and God destroyed it. Or commit fornication, immorality, and God destroyed it. And then this stupid church today out here committing immorality and idolatry and sacrilege and everything else.